Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, I have some short phrases that you might hear at work today from people at the office and what they actually mean.
All right.
For example, right off the bat, if someone says, you know what, that could work, that means they don't think the idea really will work. Okay. They want to talk about other ideas, but they don't want to seem rude and reject what you came up with. So they will say something like, that could work.
That could work, but...
I don't think this is a politically correct thing. I think this is a how to try to avoid an argument and get on with some real work. You usually say that when some idiot spouts something out and everyone looks around and is like, how do we move on? Tell him that might work and move on.
You know, Tom, you might be right. Hawk.
We have our own way to deal with dumb ideas.
Yeah, we're a little more direct.
Yeah, we just say... That's we
a
just,
dumb idea.
We page them. Hey, you got a guest in the lobby.
Hawk Harrison, guest in the lobby. And that basically means no one likes your idea, so why don't you leave?
It doesn't work.
Okay. A lot of people try to avoid conflict at work. Here are phrases of what you might hear and what they actually mean. Sure. The word sure. It usually means they'll do what you're asking them to do, but they're just not psyched about it. Like, sure.
Yeah, I'll do it to get along.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Which is a bigger problem for, you know, employees because they tend to want everything they do to be meaningful in some way, especially with the younger generation because, you know, it's all PC.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Phrases and what you might hear at work and what they actually mean. Why do we need to do this again? Which is a more polite way of saying they think something's a waste of time.
That's not a polite way of saying it. That's a sarcastic way of telling someone this is stupid.
No, it's in a question form, Tom. Why do we need to do this again?
Like our benefits meetings we have every year.
Yeah.
They're the same thing every year. Why do we need to do that again?
Okay. All right. Finally, they say, that's interesting. If they say that's interesting, it's a way of shutting down the conversation and means they don't actually think something's interesting.
I was going to say, it means that's not interesting.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I was telling you not long ago, I was seeing some kind of biography on Jim Henson, the guy that made all the Muppets and Sesame Street and all that stuff.
Okay.
And he said instead of shutting people down with a no in his meetings before he died, he would always say, that's interesting. What if we do it like this? Because it's a nicer way of just rejecting the idea completely.
That sounds like a reject to me.
Me too. I think these people who thought that were idiots because people knew what they were really doing.
Yeah.
Sure. I think it means.
That's not even what you said.
It
sure
acknowledges.
Was
it at least acknowledges the other person by saying, "Oh, that's interesting," and you know, seeing what comes up after that.
That's interesting. And then if there's a dead silence after that,
it means no one thinks it's interesting.
And there's no conversation after that.
Yeah. Well, we tried.
Okay. So that could work.
Yeah.
Sure. Why do we need to do this again? And that's interesting. Are some phrases you need to listen for at work today?
Let's not do this again. Is that one of the phrases?
Sure. That could work, Tom.
I think it will work.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.